Do you have the start, yeah?
Uh-huh,
And
right,
the diamond mine?
up at the top to the left of the diamond mine.
Yeah.
Mine, right.
Right. If you come down to the, just below the D and the diamond.
Okay, straight down.
Yeah. And then along, do you have the spring box?
No.
No. Do you have the highest viewpoint?
Over in the right.
Yeah. Right. If you move up very slightly to the right, along to the right. Yeah, did I say that? Yeah. Up very
Right, wait a
slightly
minute,
to
I'm
the
going to
right.
have to go along the bottom of the diamond mine first.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm right.
From the E in mine, I go another maybe 6 centimeters in the same direction. And then move, if you move around and up to the left, almost vertically but not quite.
Around. So right,
To.
I'm at the moment I'm about halfway between the diamond mine and highest viewpoint.
Yeah, right. If you go along another maybe 2 or 3 centimeters then.
Right.
And then up and around to the left, almost vertically but not quite.
Right.
Till you get to about level with the bottom of the mountain or hill.
Oh, right, okay.
Okay. And then just move around the top about 1 centimeter space between the your route and the mountain. If you just go right around to
So wait a
the
minute, I'm going right around the top of the mountain then. Just curving right round.
Yeah, until you get to the bottom of the mountain at the right-hand side. You got that, yeah? Right. Now move down about 6 centimeters,
Just straight
just
down.
vertically down, yeah.
Have you got the overgrown gully?
No.
Right. Have you got the safari truck?
Yeah. And if when you stop, you should be about 2 centimeters above the safari truck.
To the right of it?
Yeah.
Or right.
And move down about 45 degrees to the left. Do you have the field station?
No.
No. If you move down about 7 centimeters to the left.
Right, going across the top of the safari truck.
Yeah. Yeah.
So going down but to the left at the same time.
When you stop, you should be about 2 centimeters from safari truck and a wee bit below it.
Right.
Okay, and now just move along to the left.
Horizontal straight across.
Yeah, do you have the banana tree? Right, if you move along and round the top of that.
Right, okay, so just straight across and then round.
The top of the banana tree and down on the left-hand side of it for about 20 centimeters.
All right, so a good bit down then.
Yeah.
If
Do
you
you have
get
the gold mine?
no.
No. Yeah, about 20 centimeters then.
I've got the rock fall. Have you got
No.
that? Oh. Right, just that's quite a lot then. 20 centimeters, I'd work that one out. Where, right. Have you got the Great Lake?
No, I don't have.
Oh.
Yes, sorry, I do.
Right. So I'm still a good bit above the Great Lake.
You're about, I'd say about 10, 15 centimeters above the Great Lake.
Right, okay. Okay.
Right. If you move along, do you have the rope bridge?
I've got one over at the right, about halfway down the page.
That's right. If you move along horizontally about 3 or 4 centimeters, and then once you've done that, move up to the rope bridge, just from where you are
Sort
to
of
the rope bridge,
diagonally.
and then cross it.
Right.
And do you have the giraffes?
I've also got some crocodiles.
Once you've crossed the rope bridge, if you move out in the same direction, curving round a little to maybe 2 centimeters or so, and then move vertically down to the giraffes.
Okay, so I'm at the right of the giraffes. Okay, so what do I do now?
You should be around about at the S in giraffe, about 1 centimeter below it.
Okay.
And then curve round slightly for about 4 or 5 centimeters.
What, going left?
Going left, sorry, yeah.
So curving up the way?
No, curving down.
Right, have you got the disused warehouse?
No, I don't.
Right, am I going quite near the bottom of the page here then?
No, once you've moved, you should be about maybe 5 centimeters from the bottom of the page and start to curve up the way instead, but still going left.
Right, I think I'm probably to go underneath the warehouse then. Right.
And move that down, almost vertically down, but not quite, for about 2 centimetres.
Wait a minute, where am I in relation to the Great Lake now then?
Well, I mean, you should be about...
At the moment I'm about level with the Great Lake, but about 2-3 centimetres to the right of it.
That's about okay. Right. If you come down, so you're about...
So I'm going back down again?
A centimetre below the Great Lake, and just move underneath the Great Lake.
Oh, right, go underneath it. So just straight across then, to the left?
Straight across until you get to the G. And if you curve up to the left, about 5 centimetres. Do you have the rock fall?
Uh-huh.
Right, you should finish about 2 centimetres below the rock fall and about 5 centimetres to the left of the rock fall.
That's the finish then?
Yeah.
Right.